Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Michelle Franzen. Whipping winds and rain already impacting Florida's west coast. Milton set to make landfall after 9 tonight near Tampa with record storm surge predicted. Gloria McNair left her senior residence and went to a shelter.
No, I've been through a lot of hurricanes, but nothing like this. So this is frightening.
President Biden earlier says Florida has the full backing and resources of the federal government.
President Biden said Hurricane Milton is looking like, quote, the storm of the century. And he urged Florida residents in the path to listen to state and local officials.
I urge everyone in Hurricane Milton's path to follow all safety instructions as we head to the next 24 hours.
The president said the federal government has made available an unprecedented number of assets to deal with the impact of Hurricane Helene and now Hurricane Milton.
ABC's Karen Travers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton will also bring power outages across the state. This is ABC News. A big helping of justice for one Alaskan bear.
The winner of this year's Fat Bear Contest along the Brooks River in Alaska's Katmai National Park is a mama bear named Grazer. She defeated a 1,200-pound behemoth named Chunk for the second year in a row. Some see it as her way of avenging the death of her cub at the paws of Chunk a few months ago. During the contest every year, human fans of the webcam set up along the river vote for whichever bear they think best exemplifies preparedness for winter by the fat they've accumulated over the summer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
California health officials confirming a third case of bird flu in humans today, with another two possible cases under investigation. All three cases occurred in dairy workers from three different affected farms, with the CDC saying the risk to public remains low. And the Las Vegas Strip saying goodbye to the Tropicana Hotel as the property was demolished earlier this morning. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, look for lows of 42, mostly clear. Thursday, mostly sunny and highs of 77, with south winds at 4, it's 68 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bicyclist was fatally injured last night in the township of Fairfield. At approximately 5:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a hit-and-run crash involving an SUV and a bicyclist on Levy Road near North Hine Road. It was reported that the bicyclist was thrown from the bicycle into the ditch and that the SUV continued east on Levy Road toward the Columbia County line. A second bicyclist was on scene, called 911, and began CPR. Life-saving measures were conducted by paramedics from Baraboo Fire and EMS, but they were ultimately unsuccessful, and the bicyclist, Kristen M. Harding, 61 of Baraboo, was pronounced dead at the scene. With assistance from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the suspect vehicle and operator were located on Tritts Road in Columbia County at approximately 6:45 last night. The operator of the vehicle has been identified as Taureen M. Johnson Putman, 31 of rural Baraboo. Johnson Putman was arrested for hit and run involving death, homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, operating without a valid license and causing death of another person, operating a motor vehicle without insurance, and failure to notify police of an accident. Johnson Putman was transported to the Sauk County Jail and turned over to custody of jail staff. Just back from a deployment to western North Carolina to assist in the wake of Hurricane Helene, members of the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management's Task Force 1 are ready to head to Florida. Bob Zimmerman is a Task Force One leader. He said they've submitted a response to Florida's request of assistance for Hurricane Milton, and if needed, will be ready to deploy immediately. Zimmerman said the things that task force members learn in training at Volk Field and on deployments can be applied when they return to their local agencies. Task Force One has more than 130 members around the state, and personnel from 8 fire departments took part in the Helene deployment. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not true either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Safeguards are in place to ensure the fairness and transparency of ballot counting and canvassing in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs dismisses the chances of local clerks or canvassing boards going rogue to disrupt election results, predicting clerks and canvassers will do an amazing job. Wood County Clerk and President of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association, Trent Miner, vouches for his colleagues, who he said are people of integrity, who will make sure that the job is done and it's done correctly. Jacobs and Miner took part in a Tuesday roundtable to detail Wisconsin's post-election checks and balances. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, published 2025 shared revenue estimates of over $1.5 billion. One of the most significant sources of funding provided by the state to local governments, Wisconsin's shared revenue includes 8 programs providing state aid to counties, municipalities, tax increment districts, schools, technical colleges, and special districts annually. Counties and municipalities are set to see the realized benefits of the county and municipal aid and supplemental county and municipal aid being adjusted based on sales tax revenues next year, with an expected increase of $23.6 million to help invest in local community needs and priorities. These state aids are mostly general unrestricted aids that can be used for any activity approved by the local governing body. Specifically, SCMA is the only restricted aid that must be used for specific purposes, such as law enforcement, fire protection, emergency medical services, emergency response communications, public works, courts, and transportation. No SCMA amounts may be used for administrative services. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a total of $160.8 million in key projects around the state, including $50 million for 50 projects and communities across Wisconsin funded through the new non-state grant program, which was created in the 2023-25 biennial budget enacted by Governor Evers last summer. These grants are targeted at bolstering critical infrastructure and services across key sectors such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. By investing in projects that address pressing community needs, from expanding healthcare facilities to supporting workforce training and preserving cultural institutions, this funding will have a lasting statewide impact, ensuring resources are distributed fairly across both urban and rural areas. The 50 non-state grant programs projects approved include $30,000 to Telluride Behavioral Health Incorporated to support mental health crisis stabilization, hospital, and jail diversion services at their new Jackson Street facility in La Crosse. $800,000 to Wisconsin Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund Incorporated for the High Ground Multi-Use Visitor Center project, $2 million to Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for MRI construction and to enhance access to health care, and $1,432,000 to the City of Baraboo for upgrades to local emergency response. In addition to the non-state grant program projects, the State Building Commission also approved acquisition of 2 key properties for the University of Wisconsin system, one at UW-Madison and the other at UW-Stevens Point, which align with each campus's long-term development strategies outlined in their respective master's plans. These properties will support future academic and infrastructure projects essential to campus growth and modernization. Approval for 5 projects that will address a range of pressing infrastructure needs, which includes extensive exterior envelope repairs at UW-La Crosse and a major roof replacement at the Nielsen Tennis Stadium at UW-Madison. These projects are part of the UW System Minor Facilities Renewal Program. Approval of 3 UW System projects under the Instructional Space and Technology Projects Program, targeting essential upgrades to instructional spaces across multiple campuses. Projects include renovations at the UW-La Crosse Wing Technology Center. These improvements are designed to enhance modern teaching and research capabilities, aligning with the growing demands of academic programs and authorization for 24 facility maintenance and repair projects across various agencies, including the Wisconsin Departments of Corrections, DHS, Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and the UW System. These projects will address infrastructure improvements, safety upgrades, and essential repairs to ensure the ongoing functionality and safety of state-owned facilities. The latest forward exam scores from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction are out, and DPI Interim Communications Director Chris Buescher says changes to the test design haven't lowered standards. Changes include new labels for categories of forward exam achievement and lowering the score students must achieve to be considered proficient or advanced. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says those revisions mean it's more difficult to make year-to-year comparisons of student achievement and is calling on the legislature to reverse them. Join City Utilities of Richland Center for their 4th annual Customer Appreciation Cookout from now until 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. Staff members will be in attendance to help answer questions. There will be various booths with representatives who will help educate about energy-saving programs, along with department demonstrations. The event will also feature food, drawings, and guessing games for bill credits. You can also qualify for gift cards, and by helping Electric Utility celebrate 120 years, customers will receive a complimentary gift. It's family, fun, and food at the City Utilities of Richland Center's 4th annual Customer Appreciation Cookout from now until 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. You can find out more about City Utilities on their website at cityutilitiesofrc.com and on their Facebook page.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Conrad Joseph Schwingel, Jr., 88, of Blue River, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A graveside service will be held Friday at 10:30 at Greenwood Cemetery, rural Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Conrad Joseph Schwingel, Jr., 88, of Blue River. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died September 29th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery Saturday at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bolin Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bolin Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Diana De La Cruz and Dustin Twining had a daughter, Viviana Luna.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a comfortable October day we had here. High temperatures, of course, scraped the low 70s, when in reality, we should be sitting in the low 60s. Yeah, that's our average highs for right now. Low 60s. So, of course, as you know, we're going to continue to soar well above that, both tomorrow and Friday. Here's what's happening. Calm winds here tonight, clear skies allow us to still get quite chilly. Lows will fall to the low 40s and it'll be crisp in the morning. But by the afternoon, as we sit pretty under abundant sunshine, these temperatures warm. And it's thanks to the southeast wind. It's going to be picking up a little bit, gusting up to about 15 miles per hour. It'll rise our highs to the upper 70s. Woohoo! And as a few clouds build in by tomorrow night, it keeps us even more mild, so lows only drop to 50 degrees. Which means as the winds stay out of the south on Friday, we spike to 80 degrees. That's unseasonably way too warm for middle of October. But I guess we'll take it. It'll be partly sunny and a bit breezy, with a teeny tiny chance of a brief shower. Then, winds switch to out of the northwest by night. This, of course, will drag in cooler temperatures. We'll fall to the mid-40s on Friday night, and for Saturday, we don't get very warm. It'll be much cooler, with highs only in the mid-60s under partly sunny skies. And the cold front hasn't even fully passed yet. In fact, that's going to be packing some showers overnight, especially north, that could linger into early Sunday morning. And after that passes, you know what's up. Highs on Sunday only flirt with 60 degrees. I don't even think they're going to make it. I think they're going to stay into the upper 50s. It'll be partly cloudy, cooler, with those winds still whipping out of the northwest, bringing some blustery conditions. And it gets even cooler for Monday, mid-50s. And that's the trend into Tuesday, too. Still stuck in the mid-50s. Here we go. What a roller coaster ride. Hope you have a wonderful evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 67 degrees. That's down from a morning, or excuse me, from our high today of 71 and our morning low up from that of 36. Yesterday, we had a high of 73 and no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 2010 at 87. A record low was set in 2000 at 22. Last year on this day, our high was 57 and our low 39. Sunset today will be at 6:29, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09. No precipitation today. The barometer holding steady for the moment at 30.5, and west winds are at 3. Again, it's a sunny 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. MLB.TV will be taking over game broadcasts for three new teams next season, including the Milwaukee Brewers. The service aired games for the Diamondbacks, Padres, and Rockies this past summer. In addition to the Brewers, the Guardians and Twins are added. Costs should be similar to the Padre broadcast this season. Former Wisconsin Badgers coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. The activities begin Saturday, and they include Sunday's enshrinement for Ryan and his classmates. This is the ninth Hall of Fame Ryan has joined. His team's won 747 games during his 32 years on the bench, and they had a record of 364-130 while he was leading the Badgers. Badger wide receiver Kakana has been honored as the Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week. He caught six passes for 134 yards and two touchdowns in the lopsided win over Purdue. The last time a Wisconsin receiver was honored with a weekly offense award, it was David Gilreth 16 years ago. Wisconsin is on the road in New Jersey this weekend for another Big Ten Conference game against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Packers are 5-point favorites to win Sunday's home game against the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams are coming off victories. The visiting Cardinals stunned the San Francisco 49ers last weekend. With Jordan Love returning as starting quarterback, Green Bay has been a betting favorite 2 weeks in a row, with this being the third straight time if the line holds. Aaron Rodgers insisted he played no role in the firing of Robert Saleh as the New York Jets coach and called such allegations patently false. The star quarterback made his appearance on the weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show. On Wednesday, a day after Jets owner Woody Johnson fired Saleh after the team got off to a 2-3 start in the coach's fourth season. There was speculation by some media and fans that Rodgers might have had a hand in influencing Johnson, who said during a conference call Tuesday, "The decision was my decision and my decision alone." Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich will be the Jets' interim head coach the rest of the season. And Antonio Pierce's first major act after becoming the Las Vegas Raiders interim coach midway through last season was naming then-rookie Aiden O'Connell the starting quarterback. Pierce is now the full-time Las Vegas coach. He is turning again to O'Connell as the Raiders reach a critical part of their season and is benching Gardner Minshew, with the Pittsburgh Steelers visiting on Sunday. O'Connell went 5-4 after he became the starter last season. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy, where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans were higher Wednesday. Corn finished mixed. Cattle and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. The trade continues to monitor U.S. harvest activity, expecting good progress in most of the region. Rain is in the forecast for dry parts of South America, but weather models differ on coverage and duration. November beans were 4 higher at 10.20 and a quarter. January was up 2.5 at 10.37. December bean meal is $1.80 lower at $3.21.20. December soybean oil is down 3 points at $43.06. Corn was narrowly mixed, mostly weak. Harvest weather again looks favorable for much of the Midwest and Plains, and a wetter pattern in Argentina and Brazil would speed up planting if that does materialize. Unknown destinations bought 126,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December was up a quarter at 4.21. March corn was down a quarter at 4.38. And wheat was supported by light speculative and technical buying. It's watching weather issues in the U.S. Plains, the Black Sea region, Europe, and Australia. New USDA supply, demand, and production numbers were out on Friday. December Chicago was 4.25 higher at 5.99. December Kansas City was up 5 at 6.08 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis wheat was 3.25 higher at 6.48 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. December live was down 65 at 187.22, and February was 77 lower at 188.17. November feeders were down $1.62 at 248.67. January was 157 lower at 245.87. And hogs were lower, pressured by overbought signals after the recent relative strength. December was down $1.60 at 75.57. February was 132 lower at 79.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy 4 cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms.
There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. The lone bid to a surface was at $187 live in Iowa. Asking prices were at $188 live in the South, but were never established in the North. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for heavy offerings. Choice up $1.34 at $308.18. Select closed two ticks higher at $288.63. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.32 with a weighted average of 75.16. The Iowa Minnesota was 222 lower with a weighted average of 74.30. The Western Corn Belt down $1.27 with a weighted average of 75.23. Pork values closed higher, up 74 cents at $95.55. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the week and down about 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit Phospholutions.com to learn more. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the leadership of the U.S. Senate and House Ag Committees continue to have farm bill conversations.
That's probably the best news that we can hear at this point.
More on the farm bill coming up.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This Iowa farmer says farm policy is one of his biggest concerns this fall. Dwayne Astrope says farmers need a new five-year farm bill.
Just need to get a darn farm bill passed, and it sounds like maybe in the lame duck session we might get something done, but I'm not crossing my fingers and hoping it gets done.
He tells Brownfield the lack of certainty has been frustrating.
This leaves everybody in a limbo.
A former U.S. Ag Secretary says last week's work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports are a reminder of how delicate the supply chain is for the ag industry. Mike Johans tells Brownfield,
it's not just the farmer that's out there on the tractor. It's the person who's picking up that product and shipping that product and maybe packaging that product and processing and delivering and unloading the ships and on and on and on.
U.S. ethanol stocks dropped last week. The domestic ethanol supply fell to a 43-week low at 22.2 million barrels. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
How well will our interest rates impact the year's end?
Hi, folks. I'm Nicole Heslip with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag bankers say lower farm incomes are outweighing any optimism lower interest rates can offer. In this episode of Managing for Profit, we'll hear outlooks for farm prices, equipment, and when improvement, if any, could come in the next few months. That's next on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Economist says the Rural Main Street Index fell in September to its lowest level since the spring of 2020. Ernie Goss with Creighton University tells Brownfield.
We've got increase in supply pushing down particularly grain prices, principally soybean, corn, and wheat in this part of the country. Cattle prices holding up somewhat better. We've been dealing with higher interest rates.
He says the federal government's announcement of interest rate cuts will make it easier to borrow and reduce the value of the dollar.
That would make U.S. agricultural goods more competitively priced abroad.
Goss says about 40% of farmers surveyed expect to lose income in 2024.
I expect that to turn a little bit more positive with these lower interest rates, but there's no doubt that these prices are just inconsistent with positive income. Most farmers, in terms of grain, these prices are below break-even.
Farmland prices also fell for the fourth time in the past 5 months. Goss says farmland prices are expected to dip by more than 5% over the next 12 months.
So farmland prices, while they are down and they are going to continue to move somewhat lower, they're still fairly strong, and that just reflects the long-term outlook of agriculture, which, again, I think is positive, but you live in the short term.
He says some bankers are predicting a 10 to 20% decline in farmland prices over the next year. Goss says lower interest rates should help spark some positivity in the farm equipment sector.
On equipment sales, those interest rates will move lower, and I expect those to move lower for the next year and a half. We're going to move probably 1.5% lower, and that's good for farm equipment purchases and good for those dealers and good for the manufacturers as well in the communities that we survey.
The index surveys ag bankers across 10 states in the Midwest.
With these lower interest rates, I think things will improve, but it will not be an improvement that's fast enough. One of the issues that concern all of us and should concern all of us is the pressure on banking. In other words, the current administration seems to be on the side of, well, if we lose some community banks through mergers and acquisitions, that's okay. Well, it's not okay. These community banks serve the communities in which they're located. Well, we need those community banks that better understand the needs of the community and the farmer.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart. Hardware, folks.
We're just over 20 minutes away from that 6 o'clock hour, moving right along here on WRCO. And, well, it's been a nice day out there. Temperature's starting to cool down, though, to the mid-60s, so we'll keep that in mind. You also have a little time still as the Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake and sausage supper still going on until 6:30 or until gone. And cost per meal, $8. Here's Pat Green.
Stumbled on the plains, stacked
crossroad or two. Cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I have jumped a yellow cab, hopped a rusty freight, and sang till my lips turned blue. Flown a silver bird on the tops of the clouds, all just to get to you. And I ran too hard, and I played too rough, I gave my love, not near enough. I bled too red, and I cried too blue, and I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. From St. Paul to Wichita Falls, and called you from sunny Baton Rouge. I hiked everything from my watch to my rings, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, and I played too rough. I gave my love, not near enough. I bled too red, and I cried too blue. Beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. California shore, to the mighty ocean roars, to the lands of the Hopi and the Sioux. I walked the desert sands and crossed the Rio Grande, all just to get to you. I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two. Cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough, I gave my love, not near enough. And I bled too red, and I cried too blue. I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you.
Maybe I got carried away.
I tried a ring on here on WRCO Radio. The season finale of the Okuchmon Humane Society Food Stand coming up this week, Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 both days. And it's located at the Richland Center Community Center parking area.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Mercury Livestock, tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got a few cattle here consigned here at consignments. We got 8 to 10 black steers and heifers, 600, 650 pounds, shots, long time wean, 15 to 20 black steers, 4 to 500 pounds, shots, long time wean on some feed, 10 black heifers, 600 to 650 shots, getting grain on pasture, 10 to 15 Belingo steers and heifers, shots, wean, 45 days on some feed, 10 to 15 Holstein steers off TMR, 550, 700. And 10 to 15 black steers and heifers, 500 to 650. Have more cattle called in, and sale starts at 11 tomorrow promptly. We take 4 to 7 tonight and open back up at 7 a.m. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipp, Schmeckery Livestock. Have a great day.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Can't communicate.
Breathing.